Today's our theme is about how God, He chose us because He created us and we're part of God's family when we join ourselves with Him or rejoin ourselves with Him. And so we have a tent in the middle of you. I don't know if anyone noticed it when you came in. We tried to keep it a little bit low key. We didn't want to go over the top with it at all. But there is a tent just behind in the middle a little bit, and you can search for that later. So God came down and He dwelt with us, and God came to be with us, and He pitched His tent with us. And Trent's going to explore that a little bit further today. We're going to just read together John 1, verse 14. It's not something we usually do. Normally someone would read, and then you might follow along with the person who reads from the front, but I thought for today I'd like us to read this together. So I've put the words up on the screen, and this is where Trent's going to be getting some of his message from today. So it's John 1, 14, and if you can read with me, do you think you can do that? Okay, that's good. All right, so let's try it together. The Word became flesh and made His dwelling among us. We have seen His glory, the glory of the one and only Son, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. And so that's what we're celebrating today, that God made His dwelling among us.
You may have noticed that there's a tent in the middle, and you're thinking, what's a tent doing in church building? Well, we're going to be thinking, and we're just thinking for the next few moments, about camping at Christmas. And I want to tell you a couple of quick stories. The Northern Rivers is probably one of the best places to go camping, right? A few of you have probably been camping, and there's some nods, yeah? Well, I grew up camping when I was a young person. My dad used to save up his holidays for 4 weeks, and we'll go away for the whole 4 weeks, and we went to Shellhaven Head Caravan Park down the south coast one year. And we'd been out prawning with my dad. Me and him came back, and a bug went in his ear. And you know how annoying it is when a bug gets in your ear? Well, he's out the front of the annex, and he's doing get the bug out of my ear, one-legged hop thing. And I go in to tell my mum, proceed in. We proceeded to roll around the caravan floor in laughter, trying not to wake up my two sisters in the annex and the whole caravan park with laughter. He eventually went to the amenities box. The bug saw the light, and off it went. And he was freed from it. Funny camping stories. When I was a young man, still a young man, aren't I? This is my 40th Christmas. But I think when I was half a young man or whatever, I was on a beach mission team down at Woolgoolga and Whoopi Beach Mission. And a summer storm came through and we were in those army-style tents which had no bottom, had no floor in them. And so this big deluge of water came down. And the boys thought, we better rescue the girls' tents. They went and got their bag and their beds out, bedding out. And then we went to our tent, which is a bit closer to the slope of the hill, and our lilos were floating, yes, ankle deep in water. But another one I think of, our first camping trip as a family, was we went in actually that tent. We won that from the Baptist preschool. This is pre our Baptist world days. And that tent went on its maiden mission to Mount Tambourine, Church Missionary Society, summer school, and this summer storm came through, as it does, folded one of those metal poles and shattered the other one, which is the carbon fiber one. One last camping story as you're thinking about camping. And kids, if you've got your packs, you want to get them out and do some things in them, that's you're most welcome to do that and fill some of those things in that have been supplied for you. But one last camping story was a husband and wife went on their first camping experience, maiden camping experience, and the wife woke up saying, get it off me, get it off me. And there was this one big bulge of water that had pinned her to the ground overnight as it accumulated in the tent. And she's calling to her husband to get it off me as she woke up. Well, camping, you have funny stories, you share life together, good memories. And now I know there are some people here that may not like camping as much. I want you who don't like camping maybe to think of Holiday House. And thinking of house, King David says 1,000 years before Jesus was born, King David says this. He says, one thing I seek and one thing I desire most of all is to be in the house of the Lord all of my days. He's probably talking about the temple. The temple which he didn't get to build, his son did. And it was ahead of him. And he desired to be in the presence where God dwelt, because that was the temple where God dwelt and met with his people. Now before that and on that time, there was a transition. God used to dwell with his people in what? A tent called a tabernacle. And so it's going from the tabernacle to the temple at that time. And here is the amazing thing. I went to Israel this year, and there are the Israelite people were a nomadic tent people, really. They moved around that tabernacle where God dwelt with them, and they took that with them. And there's still today in Israel and Palestine, there's these tent people called Bedouin people. I saw them while I was there, and I also had the experience of walking in the place and space where Jesus really pitched his tent, so to speak. Are you with me? And one thing I want to point out to you is one verse in John's Gospel, John 1:14. And that is, you read it out to each other. A great thing to do. And I hope you reflect on that this Christmas and this Christmas day. And that is something that is brought to your mind, that God in Jesus came to dwell with us. He pitched his tent. The dwell word is he tabernacled. Okay, he pitched his tent with us. Wow. God with us. God in our campsite. Well, technically it's his campsite anyway, right? You with me? If you go back to the beginning of John and at the start of John, it says that the Word was God. God came to us in Jesus, and if you meet God, you have God with us. That's the amazing thing. The Word became flesh. And there's a song from my favorite artist. The Word became flesh and dwelled among us. Oh, you better believe it. Sorry to the singers out there. Thank you for putting up with that. The Word became flesh and dwelled among us. Some versions have the Word became a human being and lived with us. Pitched his tent with us. It began on the first Christmas day. And people saw him and saw his glory as his tent, so to speak, grew. People spoke with him and shared meals with him and gathered around the campfire with him. And crowds of people actually even touched his tent, so to speak, as they came to him and reached out to him. One thing you might be thinking is, well, why did he come to this place? Why did he come to this world that is in a big mess? You know, you don't have to scratch far at Christmas and you find that there's hurt, there's even hate, and there's even within families, within communities, within our world. And sometimes we kind of cover over that at Christmas. And why would God enter into this space where you can get hated, you can get hurt, and you can be killed? Well, there's only one reason, right? And you go to John 3, and John tells us. Now, John 3 tells us that it was because of love he came to us. But in John 10, if you go further on in John, he'll tell us he came to give life and life in the full. That's what he wants for you. That's his Christmas gift to you. And he wants to give it to you this Christmas. John Wesley, a great Methodist preacher, said, "The best thing of all is God is with us." The best thing of all, God is with us. 700 years before Jesus, there was a prophet named Isaiah. And Isaiah said this in chapter 7 of the one who was to come. "The virgin will be with child, and they will call him Emmanuel," which means God with us. That's his title. That's who he is. That's like a prime minister. That's the title of you meet Jesus and God with us. That's who's with you. In Matthew's gospel, when he records it in Matthew 1, he picks up on that idea of Emmanuel. And then he says, call him Jesus as well, because he will save his people from their sin. He came with a mission of love, and he came to save. You want to sing with me? Jesus save, Jesus save. Keep singing that on the way home. People from their sin, you will find forgiveness. I'll stop now. The first Christmas, he came and pitched his tent with us. There was joy in the camp, so to speak, in a little family, and that joy spread out to the world. And then about 33 Christmases later, they were clearing the campsite and discarding of his tent. Are you with me? He came in love in a cradle in a manger, and he finished on a cross. And it is all because of his love. Well, here we are several Christmases later, and congratulations. Give yourself a clap. Yes, you made it here Christmas morning. You may have done your Christmas presents early already. But good on you for being here. There's one thing I want you to go home thinking about. And this is one thing I have for you this Christmas. Now, I've just got to find something out. Who is the youngest person here? We have Andreas. How old is Andreas? He's only 6 months, 7 months. Where's Andreas? He's here. How old? 9 months? Have we got any younger than 9 months? 9 months. There's 9 months here. We've got a few in utero, but we'll count the ones on the outside. 9 months is the youngest tent we have here. Okay, now who's the oldest tent here? Oh, are you going to go for it? Yeah, how old? Have we got 78? We got any higher than 78? 88, 88. What are we going to? Do you want to give away the age? You don't have to. Yes. What have we got pointing over here? What have we got? 83. Have we got higher than 83? Yes. Higher than that? 85. We got higher than 85. Still got 85. Well done. Well, whether you're the youngest tent here or whether you're the oldest tent, this is the one thing I want you to think about this Christmas. Will you welcome Jesus into your campsite? Will you welcome Jesus into your campsite? Now, you may say, yeah, I've already done that. That is great. And if you have and you're a follower of Jesus and you've received his Spirit, I want to say to you, and I want to give you this challenge. Do other people see that you have welcomed him into your campsite? And are you encouraging others this Christmas to welcome him in? And my second challenge for you is this. In your campsite, is there places where you have maybe cut him off from and closed off to him? Maybe it's your speech, maybe it's your finances, maybe it's habits. But are you willing to let him into those spaces and let him have his way and set up his camp in your life fully, more fully? Maybe there's other people here who think, yeah, I've done that. I've welcomed him. They think they've welcomed him in. But that may be because you knew a few of the carols at the beginning. Hey, you're here on Christmas Day, and you possibly could even say the Lord's Prayer. But really, you haven't opened up your sight to Jesus and allowed him to really come in. And maybe there's a third group of people here, and there's a third person here. I believe there can be people here who for the first time realize today that you actually haven't opened up your life to allow Jesus to come and dwell in it and to come and have his place and set up camp in your space. If that's you today, I really want to encourage you this. I want to encourage you to spend time in Jesus' camp. And one way you can do that is by listening to him. I've got a few copies here of a Little John's Gospel. I want you to take this home and I want you to listen to what Jesus has to say. Now, no excuses here. I've got, if you're Chinese or you speak Chinese, I have a Chinese version of John. Any Chinese people here? In case you have. You could do that too. Yeah, good. You could probably read some of this to us later then. Okay? And if you want the full edition, this is the Abundant Life. This is the New Testament. You could start from Matthew, Mark, Luke and get to John. This is the Abundant Life in the New Testament. I got some of those for you. So please come and see me. Here's an opportunity to allow Jesus sit around the camp and listen to what he has to say. And maybe speak to him too. Ask him that you want him to come into your campsite and you want him to reveal himself to you. Now, whether this is your first Christmas, Andreas' first Christmas, some of us, it could be our last, we don't know. But I want to encourage you and ask you all to rethink. Rethink this. Will we let him come into our camp this Christmas? The Word became a human being and lived with us. We have seen his true glory, the glory of the only Son of the Father. From him, all the kindness and all the truth of God has come down to us. That's amazing, isn't it? Thank God for that. I'm going to pray for us as we finish our time and before we sing. Dear Lord, we thank you so much that you have an amazing love, that you have entered into this place and you have entered into this space. We want to thank you for that. We praise you for that. Thank you that you, in coming here, have shown who you are and revealed yourself to us. And I want to say sorry, Lord, for times when we've glossed over that, when we've forgot about that. And I pray, Lord, for those today that may be recognizing for the first time, they want you to come in this Christmas. Allow that, Lord God, we want to allow you to step into our lives this Christmas, and we ask that you may do that for change and for our good of our campsite and this tent that you have placed us in. We thank you so much, Lord Jesus, and praise you and your name. Amen.